Let's check in your Hope Sports Report with Hope Sports Information Director Alan Babbitt. Happy Monday, Mr. Babbitt.
Happy Monday to you, Dan, and we're going to celebrate all of those sports, fall, winter, spring, tonight at the annual Hopies Award Celebration at the Voss Field House, 7 o'clock. Program starts. Admission is free. The public is invited. Come on, check out a special night of Hope Athletics. We have some great awards to hand out, and we look back at the tremendous performances our student-athletes provided Hope College in the past year. It was also an awesome weekend in competition for Hope College. Several outstanding performances and victories, and a lot of first-place teams in the MIAA are from Hope College. We're going to start out in the men's track and field. The Flying Dutchman broke an 8-year-old school record in the 4x100 relay and helped the Flying Dutchman win the Wheaton College Invitational on Saturday near Chicago. Nolan Sanders, Nathan Woolham, Alex Daniels, and Liam Branch had a time of 41.32 seconds, fastest time in Hope history by 0.01 of a second over the 2016 Hope record. Hope also won the 4x400 relay and the 1500 meters with Connor Vachon winning at Wheaton. On the women's side, Flying Dutch had some great performances as well as high jumper Allison Schramm and sophomore sprinter Sarah Schimmerhorn won their events at the Wheaton College Invitation. Will help the Flying Dutch finish fourth. Sarah had a 200-meter time of 24.45 seconds. That's second fastest in all of Division III. She continues her sensational running for the Flying Dutch. On the women's tennis court, the Flying Dutch picked up a big 6-3 victory at Calvin in a matchup that featured nationally ranked teams and unbeaten teams in the MIAA, but only the Flying Dutch can say that now, as they are in control of the league race with a 6-0 league record, 17th consecutive victory over the Knights, a satisfying run for the Flying Dutch, led, of course, by number one singles player Amanda Lipinski. Flying Dutch can clinch the top seed in the tournament and at least a share of the MIAA title this weekend when they face Kalamazoo College. Baseball team, Flying Dutchman picked up a pair of big wins down at Olivet to open their series, winning 12-0 and 16-9. In that last game, the Flying Dutch fell behind 8-7 in the sixth inning after a 4-run Olivet fourth, but the Flying Dutchman responded with the final 9 runs of the game and took over the MIAA lead. Flying Dutchman 6-2 league play lead over Kalamazoo and Adrian College, who are tied for second place. And the Flying Dutchman will be back in action this afternoon as they host Olivet at Bouvier Baseball Stadium at 3 o'clock. Hope College men's lacrosse team continued their stingy defense and had a season best in goals allowed. So they defeated Adrian College 14-4, and that dates back 17 games, the best defensive effort for the Flying Dutchman since they gave up to 4 to Alma last season. Flying Dutchman winners of 5 in a row and remain unbeaten in MIAA play with 3-0. And something to watch, Michael Mann is closing in on the career goals record for the Flying Dutchman, just 2 away from matching Gunnar Elder's mark for the Flying Dutch. And on the softball diamond, Hope softball team picked up a pair of come-from-behind victories and a sweep of Albion College on Saturday at Walter Softball Stadium. The Flying Dutch, led, of course, by first-year head coach Michelle Brander-Mativa, came back from 3-run deficits in both games to earn that sweep and leave them as the only unbeaten team at the MIAA with a 4-0 league record. 4 teams behind the Flying Dutch, who played 2 more games, but all 4 of those teams have played 2 more games, so it's going to be a great, thrilling finish to the softball season at Cope College. And just a tough one for the home men's tennis team. Flying Dutchman had their 8 match winning streak against Calvin snapped as the Knights earned a 6-3 victory. Flying Dutch in 4th place, still battling for a spot in the MIAA tournament, 9-9 overall and 3-2 in league play.
And Alan, first pitch at Bouvier Stadium this afternoon is when again?
3 o'clock. Of course, you can watch the game right on the Hope Athletics YouTube account. A little appetizer before tonight's Hopi ceremony as the Flying Dutchman look to close out that sweep of the Comets.
Sounds great, Alan. Appreciate it very much. Alan Babbitt is the Sports Information Director at Hope College. It's a little thing we do called the Hope Sports Report every weekday morning. Alan, have a fantastic Monday. Have a good Hopi, and we look forward to hearing about it tomorrow.
Look forward to it as well. Go Hope.